In Pakistan, Islamic seminaries, better known as madrasas, are widely seen as places where students are indoctrinated with extreme interpretations of Islam. Well, now Pakistan's prime minister wants to change them. Here's NPR's Dia Hadid.
Boys sway as they chant the Quran in a shiny madrasa in the village of Mir Muhammad. They fall silent and a star student chants alone. Girls study in a separate building. It's crumbling and dirty. There's about 32,000 madrasas across Pakistan, attended by more than 2.5 million students. Here, they're expected to memorize the Quran and master Islamic law, and not much else. Most madrasas fall outside of government control. And for decades, there's been concern that they're producing unskilled graduates steeped in intolerant versions of Islam. Many fear they've become recruiting grounds for extremists. But Muhammad Salim Asif, the madrasa's principal, says Pakistan needs Islamic seminaries.
The seminaries are so important. They deal with the man's spiritual issues. They bless the communities around them.
Others worry about their influence in those communities. Abida Akram is the headmistress of a girls' public high school. She says many of the young women in the village now wear long robes and face veils. It's a style of dress imported from Saudi Arabia. Private donors there fund many of these seminaries and promote Saudi Arabia's harsh interpretation of Islam, called Wahhabism.
This is a matter of concern for our entire society. I try to keep my students and my kids away from the madrasas. They contaminate the students' minds, and if they remain unchecked, it will lead to disaster.
To Abida Akram's point, madrasa students angrily lashed out against the Supreme Court in October after the court acquitted a woman accused of insulting Islam. They led chants calling for the woman to be hanged and decapitated. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan, who took power just months ago, initially vowed change. Khan has called for madrasas to add basic subjects to their curriculum, like science and English. His party wants the madrasas to disclose their funding sources. All this implies some government control. But he won't be the first to try and change the politically powerful madrasas. Decades of governments have tried and failed. A madrasa leader says they'll push back against Khan as well. Sheikh Tanvir Alavi is a senior teacher at Jamia Muhammadiyah. It's a madrasa in the Pakistani capital.
There's a lack of trust between madrasas and the government. So the seminaries oppose reforms. They think the government is trying to roll back or ruin this system.
Some madrasas, including Alavi's, already offer some non-religious subjects, like math. And there's already signs that the Prime Minister might be caving. Months after he called for change, one of his senior allies promised madrasa leaders they'd be left alone. And many experts say the government is missing the point.
The public education system vastly, vastly underserves Pakistani kids. There are 22 million kids out of school.
Musharraf Zaidi is an analyst and education advocate. He says, improve the public schools and fewer parents will send their kids to madrasas. Headmistress Akram agrees. She shows us around her school. There's 40 girls crammed into a class. They're short of teachers and she wants the government to supply more. But here she says, students will get an education, not indoctrination. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Mir Muhammad.